you give of your time liberally to schools, and you go in and tell them the story.
Tell them the story and answer their questions. Also, never end up without telling them what I think they ought to be doing. They should be patriots. They should honor their country. They should know that this is the greatest country on earth. And it is. I've been to Japan, not during the war, but after the war, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, all through Europe again, and I don't find any place like this place. We're it. We do things wrong, but we're still it. Everybody wants to come here. They don't want to leave. They want to come. The biggest part that bothers me today and bothers most World War II veterans is we can't win a war no more. We're not allowed to win a war anymore. We have to appease everybody. To me, that's wrong. We should remain strong. Our job is to protect our people. I got a granddaughter whose husband is 26 years now in the service. He's been over there, Iraq, Afghanistan, 4 times. He is adamant about the fact that they can't do what they're taught to do to win a war. It's just terrible the way it is. I mean, they train them in one fashion, and they get over there and they have to be politicians instead of soldiers. They don't like it. The majority of the soldiers don't like that.
When the students ask you questions, do they ask you strange questions, good questions, unusual questions?
Yeah. One of the ones they ask the most is, were you scared? And the other one they'll ask is, what did you eat? Those two they really want to know. Then they come in with, how did you sleep? How many people did you kill? They get into that.
What do you tell them when they ask that?
Well, it depends on the age. I tell many that it has to be because it's either you or them. Actually, we did keep count at one time, and in Africa and Sicily, I had killed 128 myself. And then in Europe, we were starting to count them again, and we decided we won't stop this damn counting because we were trying to see how many each one of us could kill personally, and that was bad because then you start killing people that maybe didn't have to be killed, so you up your count. So we quit that.
You were at 128?
128, probably 300 altogether, you know.
That you personally killed.
Yeah. It's not good to take that attitude.